It was called Project Greek Island, and it was just a part of the nation's preparedness during the Cold War. So what was it that was built underground? We'll make a visit on this edition of The American Countryside. During a three-year span from 1958 to 61, the U.S. government secretly constructed an underground bunker at the Greenbrier Hotel in West Virginia. Fritz Bugis was in charge of the facility designed to house the legislative branch should worldwide war take place.
There were a limited number of individuals cleared in the hotel. Cleared meaning that they were aware that there was a government facility and a government interest in the Greenbrier. These few individuals would be the ones to come over from the hotel proper into the bunker itself to do whatever type of maintenance and or operational support work was necessary.
The Greenbrier is a luxury resort, but accommodations in the bunker would have been austere.
The Greenbrier is a very sumptuous place. It is truly a resort hotel in every sense of the word. However, the bunker itself, it was nothing that was luxurious by any stretch of the imagination. You had just essentially what you needed: tables, chairs, iron bunks to sleep in, almost 1,100 bunks set up to take care of the personnel. There was nothing that was really luxurious about the facility.
The bunker was sealed by four doors. Each weighed 25 tons and was 18 inches thick. Once these giant doors were sealed, this facility could carry on the business of the legislative branch for several weeks.
This particular location would have only served the legislative branch of government. It was designed and built to take care of roughly 1,000 people for a period of about 60 days.
For 30 years, this facility stood ready to receive the legislators. But how did Fritz keep the secret? That's next time as we travel the countryside. White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. I'm Andrew McCrae.